Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
An absolutely amazing way to start off the second hour of the show with Dak Indo and My Healer.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Hello and welcome. If you've just tuned in, like I said, the second hour of the program is also just as exciting. And on the line this afternoon, I am chatting to Talita Westhazen. Today, we're talking about how to turn your big beauty pageant dream into reality and what it takes to go after a crown. And like I said, Talita's on the other side of the line. Talita, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
A good afternoon and a good afternoon to all your listeners.
Talita, tell me, what inspired you to enter Mrs. South Africa 2025? And what does going after the crown mean to you personally?
For me personally, I entered Mrs. South Africa this year because I really want to stand up for what I stand for. And I want to serve and have a purpose and go after my purpose. And I've joined the fight against human trafficking, and that's one of the causes that I stand for. And to amplify that and to bring inspiration and hope by talking about it and saying, you know, if you've gone through any hardship like that, you can get out of it. And using the platform like Mrs. South Africa is just to amplify it. And if it wasn't for this platform, I wouldn't be able to be on Radio Pulpit today. So I'm very excited. And, yeah, I really hope to be able to encourage and just to bring change.
Oh, man. Now, many women see pageantry as intimidating or out of reach. What do you say to those who doubt themselves or feel too ordinary to compete?
Yeah, no, we always think we're ordinary, but we're not. We are extraordinary. And we're not just a mom or a daughter or a wife or a businesswoman or an entrepreneur or a homemaker. We are so much more. And we need to know our worth, and we need to go find our worth, and we need to bring back that sparkle within us so that we realize we are extraordinary and we're truly stronger than we think we are. We can do so much more if we believe in ourselves and if we stand together as womanhood. So definitely we are not ordinary. We just need to find our sparkle.
I love that. We're extraordinary, not just ordinary. Now, you said it's never too late to chase your dream. How do platforms like Mrs. South Africa and Mrs. World empower older women to do just that?
Yes, there is no age limit to your purpose. And we have a lady that is 55 years old.
Wow.
And she took that leap of faith, yes. And she entered this year. And I tell you, she is blossoming, and she's doing it for herself. And I think, like every woman entering, you need to know what is your purpose of entering, and if it's for your own personal growth, or if you lost yourself somewhere in life, this is, you will find it, because we're all standing together and standing behind each other. But there is no age limit, and you know, you're going deeper into yourself in this pageant, and that's reignite your purpose as well. So definitely any woman of any age that is married and can enter Mrs. South Africa.
Now tell me, Talita, what do you believe truly sits beneath the crown, beyond the glamour and the spotlight?
Yeah, let me tell you, it's not just all about the crown and the glory and the hand clap and the applause and the beautiful clothes and the makeup and the hair. There is sacrifice. There is heartache. There is tears. There is self-doubt, because you are competing at this stage against other 28 beautiful ladies that are all competing for a crown. But you need to know, are you competing for a crown, or are you competing because you want to serve and leave a legacy? So the sacrifice you have to make is you have to have that conversation with your family and with your friends to tell them, listen, I am not going to be able to perhaps cook for you every night. I'm not going to be able to go and collect the kids and might not be at the soccer or ballet class or rugby game. And that is where your support of your family and friends becomes very important. And when you have those days of self-doubt, they are the ones that's going to be there and to pick you up and say to you, but remember why you are entering.
Yeah.
Remember who you are and your worth, and pick yourself up and give you that strength to carry on. And for me, my faith is also very important. So that keeps me grounded, and that is also what you need when you have that self-doubt, is just to remember who made you, who created you, and just carry that crown of Esther, if I can say it in that way.
Now,
to take you forward.
Now, Delita, can you share your top tips for women who dream of entering a big beauty pageant, or even any dream that feels out of reach?
Yes. You need to know your why. You need to understand what is your purpose.
Mm.
Then you also need your surround, your people, your support system. You have to have that support system.
Yeah.
You need to invest in yourself. You must stay authentic, and you need to choose wisely as well.
Mm.
Your friends, everything needs to be on point. And you mustn't be scared. Yes, it is scared, but if something is not scary, then it's not big enough. So just go for it.
You beat me to it. I was about to say, if your dream doesn't scare you, go back to sleep. Go and dream some more.
Yes, exactly.
Now, finally, Talita, what message do you hope your journey sends to young and older women across South Africa?
For me, it's, everyone needs to remember that you have a voice, and don't let anybody temper or quiet or shrink that voice and your purpose. You must always know that you are enough. And for those women that don't have a voice and that are still trapped, I am entering Miss South Africa for all of you. I'm standing tall, and I'm being that voice of reason for each and every one of you, because hope belongs to all of us. And remember, sparkle wherever you go.
Oh man, thank you so much, Talita. This is so inspirational, I must say. And all the best. When is the finale?
The finale is on the 14th of November, so it's just a little bit over a week to go.
Oh my goodness, it's almost there. All the best. All the best. Go take your crown.
Thank you so very much. Yes, I'm taking my crown of Esther with me.
Oh, God bless.
Same to you and to your listeners.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.